U.S. downloads of the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok and WeChat will be blocked starting on Sunday. That's according to the Trump administration. More than 100 million people in the U.S. use these apps, which are owned by two separate Chinese tech companies. The announcement calls into question whether Trump will approve a deal announced this week between U.S. cloud computing company Oracle and TikTok. White House officials said parties have until November 12th to finalize a deal or the administration will fully ban TikTok. And for more, we're joined by MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Hey, Ali.
Hey, Tanya.
So what exactly does the ban mean for U.S. tech companies and consumers?
Well, so this is a tricky and complicated story. The Commerce Department basically is going to stop the Apple App Store and Google Play from offering both TikTok and WeChat from being downloaded in the United States. Now, American companies can keep doing business with both of those apps outside of the United States, and companies like Walmart and Starbucks, they use WeChat as a payment program for consumers outside of the U.S., particularly in China. Now, WeChat's going to be shut down starting on Sunday. TikTok, as you said, November 12th. And then even being hosting them on the internet is going to be prohibited. Now, right now, TikTok's got some kind of a deal going with Oracle, in which could get around some of this stuff, and the ban might be lifted. But in the meantime, users of these apps are going to lose access to upgrades. They're going to lose access to maintenance. Of course, like in any country, if you use a virtual private network, you can sort of get around this. But fundamentally, doing business on these apps in the United States is going to become illegal until something changes.
Remind us, Ali, the Commerce Department said the ban is enforcing Trump's original executive orders that would block TikTok and WeChat for national security reasons. What does the Trump administration see as a threat?
Well, so WeChat and TikTok use users' locations and their messages, like a lot of platforms do, and they track things that people watch, what they click on, what they post, what they repost, and they target ads to them. But because these apps are under Chinese ownership, the White House says that they could be providing American user data to the Chinese government for intelligence and spying purposes. And that's not without basis, because in China, authorities do use these platforms to monitor political dissent and critics of the government. Some of those people have been detained by police or sentenced to prison for things that they've posted on platforms. So it's not clear, because the U.S. government has not applied this standard to all sorts of things. They seem to only be applying them to TikTok and WeChat, and the president doesn't really like TikTok for political reasons. But there is an underlying security concern that some people say does need to be addressed.
I mean, Trump has said that he must agree to any TikTok deal, and we know that there is this pending deal between Oracle and TikTok. It is unusual for a sitting president to be so involved in global business deals.
Wildly unusual, in fact. And part of the deal with Oracle is if they were to take over, they would host TikTok's user data and they'd review it to make sure that it was secure. But, you know, Trump, the government often reviews pending deals to protect consumers from, let's say, a monopoly or too many customers being controlled by one company. Sometimes there are actually national security concerns when a merger is announced. But this, Donald Trump's deep involvement in this particular deal is a big departure from how deals normally happen. In fact, he said that any company that acquires TikTok needs to make a payment to the U.S. Treasury as a sign of thanks.
Ali Velshi, as always, thank you.